The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
We didn't get real dangerous for the amount of time that we had. You know, we created some good looks. Like, there was one really good power play, I thought, after that. You know, just not dangerous enough.
Oh, dangerous.
Yeah.
He's dangerous.
There is no, his middle name should be Jared Dangerous Bednar.
The Avalanche closing out the week with a spirited playoff style, perhaps, playoff preview against the Preds of Nashville. The Avs blow a lead and lose in a shootout 5-4. That counts as an OTL, by the way.
Right.
So they get a point.
I am getting a little bit nervous.
Really? About what? The Avs?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't like the way they're finishing this season, Mike. I don't like the way they went on a 0-4. They went on a road trip. They weren't good on the road. I think losing three of... They lost four in a row, but three of them on the road.
Right. Came back, blew up, beat the Blues.
I let the Blues back in after... Didn't they get a 3-0 lead in the second and then let them back in? Or,
yep.
So I just don't like the way they finished.
It comes down to this. They're going to play either Nashville or Dallas, and who knows? Maybe what we saw yesterday was the Avs trying to kind of manipulate things a little bit. Maybe they would rather play Dallas instead of Nashville, and maybe they let up off the gas a little bit against Nashville. Matt Duchene, by the way. I know he's over 40. 42 goals for Matt Duchene. Remember when we would have Patrick Juan here, we would ask him about Matt Duchene, and his face would turn an unnatural color?
Yes, yeah. Yes. His face would look like the Huff's face after I broke the Huff's ribs.
So as of right now, there's one game left between for both Nashville and Dallas. And as of right now, the Avs would play Dallas in the first round. Bring on the Stars, man. That talk about a gentleman's sweep. I think that's what we'll be looking at there. Next on the Morning Brew.
They got us for sure in all areas. We beat ourselves the first two nights. We didn't help ourselves today. There was a tough series for us. We didn't score a ton. We didn't pitch great. We didn't defend. We didn't play well.
Yeah, other than that, it was a terrific series in Philadelphia, Bud Black. But, Bud, we're sticking with you.
Yeah.
Keeping the upbeat music for you, because you're still over 500. Even after a 2-5 road trip, culminating with a 4-game sweep at the hands of the Phils, you're still 10-9, so...
They got one more, one loss, and they're at 500. Do we go at 500, do we go back to...
Nope. Only if they go below 500.
Only if they go below 500. So this, are they home for three with Cincy?
Well, they got six at home now. Cincinnati and Washington. Give me a nice 4-2. You're 14-11. We're riding this wave for a while longer.
All right. We'll see.
Boy, they did get a soft schedule though to start the season, huh? Texas, Cubs, Philly, Detroit, right. Philly, Cincinnati, Washington.
I think Philly is better than you think. Like, I think Philly's lineup is actually pretty potent. Especially if you don't pitch well, you don't field well, and you don't get any hits.
Right.
Then they really look
then they
like
become
world
a lot
beaters.
Better.
When like you a World Series team.
When you don't actually play baseball against them.
Right.
Next on the Morning Brew. All right. The Broncos had to sit out round one of the draft, and I had absolutely no problem with it because we got Russell Wilson.
Right.
But round two comes up today. Broncos are saying it's 64. There is no way we wait till 64 for the Broncos to make their first pick today.
Yeah.
No way.
I agree. They're going to go up. Where do you think they go? I think they get into the 50 somewhere. I'm not sure they're going to
get
into
the... You don't think they get in the
40s? I don't think they're going to get... Well, some of the value given up, like the Minnesota Vikings moved from what, 32 to... What'd they move from? 32 to 12? Or Minnesota moved out of 12. So Detroit moved from 32 to 12.
Take a receiver.
To take an injured receiver. And so
Matt Millen's sitting back going, what are you doing?
Yeah, so the Lions, okay, they move up from 32 to 12. All right. They get the 32nd pick, the 34th pick, and the 66th pick for the 12th pick. Minnesota Vikings get fleeced there. To move from 32 to 12, and you give up obviously 32, but then you give up like the.
Well, they all use that chart, right? So there's all a value chart. I assume they all follow it. So
it just doesn't seem like a whole lot. It does show you that like the Minnesota Vikings believe what I believe. After 15 or 16, they're all the same dude.
Okay, so the Broncos, we both agree, move up to take what?
Well, there's still some really good defensive players on. They're not pigeonholed to do anything, but I think they're going to move up, I'm going to say into the 50s, and grab an offensive tackle. Guy they feel like can become a day one starter for them. That's my gut. My gut can be wrong. Sometimes I just got bubble gut.
Your gut is rapidly shrinking.
Yes.
Let me finish.
Yes.
Next on the Morning Brew.
With the 20th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Kenny Pickett, quarterback, Pittsburgh.
You know what? I was rooting for Kenny Pickett to get drafted just so I could see a smile on his girlfriend's face. That poor young lady was just dying. And I'm like, and I'm watching the draft with my son. I said, somebody better get in her ear and she better perk up or she's going to be a gif for social media forever. You're just going to see sad Kenny Pickett girlfriend face every time something goes wrong. It's going to replace the Jordan face, Ryan face.
Yes, every time that he slipped one notch down, she was doing the math in her head.
That's right.
You know what that just cost me?
Yeah.
You know what that just cost me?
Yeah.
Do you understand what that just cost me? Really cool situation, though, because for those of you who don't know, the Pittsburgh Steelers facility and where it's located, it's on University of Pittsburgh's campus. And they share their facility with the Pittsburgh Panthers. So one half of the facility is all Steelers. The other half of the facility is the Pittsburgh Panthers. And so they have watched Kenny Pickett over the years because they're all in the same facility. So it's kind of like they would know him better than anybody else would know him. And didn't their offensive coordinator, Matt Canada, didn't he coach at Pitt? I believe he did. So they would know him better than anyone. Like, this is where Matt Canada, if Kenny Pickett turns out to be really good, is Matt Canada still there? I got to do some research. He didn't get fired, did he? If Matt Canada is still there and Kenny Pickett coached there, there's a lot of ifs here. If he coached at Pitt and then he went to Pittsburgh, he went to the Steelers, and he coached Kenny Pickett, and then they draft Kenny Pickett, and then Kenny Pickett turns out to be a star, even though drafted at 20, Matt Canada is going to get his name changed to Matt America. That's my guess.
Tweet of the night. So when he got drafted, he started crying. Pickett did, right? Which led Frank Caliendo to tweet out, Kenny Pickett filled with emotion and burying his face in his tiny hands.
Yes. Itsy bitsy hands.
About the size of a KFC spork.
Yeah. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.